in store mechanic in the little cabinet in there, you see.
What did your mother have to store things in? Oh, dishes and things like that.
Oh, they had them old-time, call them safes, an old safe. They called, there's all called safes in the early days, an old wooden safe, and they put the dishes in it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call old worthless things? You don't want to throw them away, but there's no use left in them.
Well, wore-out stuff, you know, that's what we call just wore-out stuff. Worthless. You want another cup of coffee or anything?
You gonna have one?
Well, I'll bring one with you.
All right, then I'll have one.
Yeah, now I'm gonna fix yourself at home here.
Well, thank you.
You know, nothing I hate is to. We just go ahead and talk about water. It's hot.
All right.
You know, I've been places where I didn't feel welcome. Well, you know, it's a waste of time. I don't want them to feel that way when they come to my old country home. I want you to feel like it just like it's your own home.
Boy, that's the way I feel. If somebody comes there to visit me, I'm going to enjoy it.
Absolutely. That's what home's made for. If you don't get good out of it when you die, it's wasted.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Do you have any special place to put these worn-out things?
Oh, yeah, we generally have some old place, you know, we just throw them in, you know.
Special room, maybe?
Yeah, special room of some kind, or an old granary or something like that. Used to have, we'd throw a lot out in old granaries, you know, or granaries.
Uh-huh. What did you keep in your granary?
Well, we'd keep, in all the early days, we used to raise a lot of corn and put wheat in there and feed and stuff. Yeah, that's what we used. All they're valuable to us granaries is, you know.
Were these part of the barn or were these separate buildings?
No, these separate buildings to the cell. You see, I'm going to call a steel granary out here. Well, when I cut barley or maize or anything, see, I put it in there. If you ain't got a granary, you just out of luck when you harvest your stuff.
Uh-huh. What did you call a place where you kept your corn?
We used to call that a corn crib.
This was a separate building too?
Yeah, separate building, yeah. Put corn to itself.
Do you have any place in the barn for storing corn or grain?
Well, we generally, last time we built, let's call build us some granary onto the barn.
Uh-huh. This was on the outside?
Yeah, on the outside. We build a granary, maybe right up against the barn, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you just go out through that granary right in the barn, and it's handy. You're feeding cattle, horses, or mules, you just go in there in that barn and get it. It'd be so handy, you know.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't have to carry it.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the upstairs in your barn?
We used to call it the hay mouth. We'd store hay up there.
Mm-hmm. Is that what other people around here call it, generally?
Yeah, and all around this country. Oh, what did I hit that?
No, that's all right. I just had that thing balanced up there. It doesn't make any difference.
I'll make some coffee. You just go ahead and talk.
All right.
Yeah, just go ahead and I'll answer you right here.
What did your mother do in the morning? What did she call it after she got breakfast? And then what were her chores?
Well, they'd wash the dishes up. And then maybe a lot of times she'd maybe candles on them, or maybe we'd butcher, you know, and they'd be putting, cooking them and putting up meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And or canning, or them days is busy all the time.
What did she call it in the morning when she worked around the house?
Well, she'd get up and get breakfast so the men could all go to the field and work. Yeah, get up and get breakfast so early so we can all go to work. See, we'd be out. See, the men would be out them days, getting the horses in, feed them, and put the harness on them, the mules, you know. And we'd be busy out, but she'd call us for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Well, did she say she had to clean up the house or tidy up? Or?
Oh, yeah, they're honestly, you know, they'd wash the dishes and sweep the house in the mornings, you know, and clean things all up. Them days is quite a chore.